Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with sophomore James Naughton. James, thank you very much for joining us. Heading into this track season before everything was canceled, what goals did you have, and kind of talk about your preparation for the season?
The goals I'd say I had for this track season was, to be, just a little bit better than last season, try to beat my PR that I had, freshman year of field, like shot and all that stuff. So that was kind of the mindset I was going in.
Talk a little bit about kind of the work in the off season. I know Coach Oliver talked a lot about a lot of guys, if they weren't playing other sports, they were spending time in the weight room. So talk about your perspective on that.
Let's see, in the weight room, I kind of like it when we do weightlifting and all that because, it helps not only with muscle strength, but also to help you kind of get in the mindset of, okay, this is what we're lifting for. Okay, we're trying to do this so you can be better at this or that,
Absolutely. And I know a lot of guys kind of felt coming out of last year there were some records broken. It felt like there was a lot of excitement for this season. Is that kind of what you felt from the team chemistry a little bit?
That is kind of what I felt. I thought we had a great year last year. We definitely saw, what Indianola high school kids could do, And kind of we were looking forward to see what the season would bring up.
And then talk a little bit about your perspective on the team goals a little bit. I know doing well in conference, making that Drake Blue Oval, is that kind of what you heard as well?
Kind of, and I'd say some of the other goals would have been like to see if we could get some relay teams or some distance runners in the Drake relays if we could.
I know continue.
And also maybe if we could get some throwers in there also.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know it's not something that's easy to talk about, but kind of talk about your perspective on when the season was canceled and just kind of what you went through there.
When the season got canceled, I was bummed out because, I was in the mindset, like everyone was thinking, all right, here's our track season. If we do this and see where we go, and that's kind of basically how we like to end the school year almost, is with the track season. And, when it got canceled, there were definitely, some goals that were crushed, wanting to be better than you were last year, but you weren't able to this year because it got canceled at coronavirus epidemic, something like that. And everybody was just ready to do this and it got canceled. Now we're just waiting around for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what has been your interactions with some upperclassmen, if you've had any? I know the seniors obviously didn't get a chance to go out, and something I've heard from the juniors is this kind of puts things in perspective of, hey, I might not get a chance, so let's make the most of it if we do.
Yeah, I'd say that was also probably the biggest bummer is that the seniors weren't able to have their last track season. So, Miles Berg, he would have had a great season, but, it didn't quite work out.
Yeah, for sure. So kind of talk about what you plan on doing in the future, I guess, now that, you're set to be a junior next year. So what are your plans to get ready for the next school year over the summer and basically all the way through to next track season?
Well, one thing I would do is, try not to get a little out of control in the summer, eating too much junk food and all that, still making good choices on, exercises and getting active and the healthy foods and all that. And, just kind of carry that on through the season. And also to make sure I get my hours in the weight room, cranking out the weights and the barbell and all that.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck next year.
Thank you.